We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Nora Duncan, who is State Director of AARP here in Connecticut. And we're going to be talking about a number of things this morning. The Connecticut Masters Games, which are coming up, and also some events that AARP is involved in. Nora, good morning and welcome.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And first of all, could you tell us a little bit about the Masters Games? Because usually Patrick Fisher is here, but he's got other things to do.
He is. Congratulations to Patrick and his wife, who just had a baby. So I'm filling in here for him. Yeah, the Masters Games is a really cool thing that happens every year here in Connecticut, and it's where older athletes compete in Olympic style events. Everything from sort of traditional that you'd think about, mm-hmm. right? Basketball, archery, you know, the list goes on, but mm-hmm. to really interesting and sort of newer sports like pickleball, mm-hmm. which Patrick tells me is the fastest growing sport mm-hmm. in America. And these games happen over the course of several months. And there are a number of events happening in particularly the New Britain area. But people are able to go out and enjoy, and athletes participate from all over the area. And it's just really great to see, you know, the promotion of overall health and fitness and the inspiration that the older athletes, I think, give, you know, the younger athletes as well as their peers.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be great, but just you're still able to compete pretty much on the same level.
And some are pretty great and would definitely put me in line. I can tell you that.
Me too. That's for sure. Now, Nora, could you tell us a little bit about AARP's involvement in all of this? You have some events going on that are kind of tied to the Connecticut Masters Games.
Yeah, we are proud sponsors of the Connecticut Masters Games at AARP Connecticut. We have been for several years. We've got volunteers of ours who help out with the games, but also we partner on events. And we have a really interesting event coming up on the 19th of May at New Britain High School. And we are having a health, wellness, and assistive technology expo. And it's got a couple of parts to it. But the point is to really bring the world of assistive technology into play as part of an overall health and wellness strategy for people as they're aging, for people with disabilities, for people who are caring for a loved one. And so we are going to have, it runs noon to four and it's totally free, but incorporated into this is some tours of the Smart Home on Wheels, which mm-hmm. AARP sponsors, but is owned and operated by Oak Hill and their New England Assistive Technology Center. So have you ever seen any of those, you know, home and garden television shows where they have a tiny little home? And okay, so it's a tiny little home and it's portable, hence the on wheels, and it's full of assistive technology. And people can see how the technology that you can buy off the shelf can help them live independently in their homes. It's an opportunity to talk to an expert about mm-hmm. what assistive technology can do for you. And AARP also sponsors a lending library. So if you're, you know, want to try it before you buy it, mm-hmm. you can do that through the lending library. And so this Smart Home on Wheels is going to be there all day and you can take a tour of it. It's really cool. And also the nice people of Oak Hill's New England Assistive Technology Center are going to present a free seminar called Living an Empowered Life Through Smart Tech. And so that's also free. And we're going to have, in addition, some health and wellness vendors there who are part of the New Britain Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity to do lots of things. There's food to buy on site. But it's for people of all ages. And it's a great way to meet people in your community. And you can check out the basketball tournament that's happening there that day as well.
Well, so there's a lot to do. And
it's a busy day.
Yeah, and you mentioned technology, and this is something that obviously is fairly recent, getting technology involved, not only in the person being cared for, but also the people caring for them.
Yeah. So, you know, we do a lot of work with caregivers at AARP because our membership is age 50 plus.
Right.
The average caregiver is about a 52-year-old woman who's working full-time and still has teenagers at home, as well as older parent or loved one to care for. So she's pretty stressed out. And that whole, you know, being a mom and being a caregiver and having to work full-time, you can see where technology could become a really valuable tool. Because I can have my phone in front of me, right? I can have an app that's connected to, let's say, my mom's house. And when something is maybe not going right, or maybe the stove is left on, or maybe I get an alert that a door is left open that I didn't think should be open, I can drop in on mom remotely. You know, there's video capability. There's controls I have on my phone. So I don't have to leave work if there's nothing really wrong.
Right.
But if there is something really wrong, you know, I might have to take those steps, but I get to check that out first. Mm-hmm. And you can see that's helpful if someone maybe even lives nearby the person they love, right, that they're caring for. But what about if I live in Connecticut and my mom lives in Maryland?
Right.
Right? I can't just jump up and go.
No.
And I still need to have the information. So the technology that you can buy really helps with that. And the apps are there. And the people of the New England Assistive Technology Center at Oak Hill understand this and know this equipment and can tell people. The nice thing is, too, you can actually have them into your home. And they'll give you a little bit of assistance. And they're not wed to a certain product or a certain company because they're a nonprofit organization.
And the thing is, this helps you keep track of what's going on. And I don't know that people feel that when a relative does this, they're being intrusive or spying on them. But sometimes it's necessary for their own good.
It is. But also people can use it for their own purposes, right? There's controls that can be set on all of this. But in an extreme case, technology might be the difference between being able to stay in your home.
Right.
Or having to go to an assisted living facility. So, you know, which is more intrusive? Which would you prefer, and which is going to be less expensive and allow you to use your money, you know, your hard-earned savings, your hard-earned Social Security check, whatever the case may be, to continue to live independently?
Right, and you want to stay in, and most people want to stay in their own homes for obvious reasons. They're very comfortable there. Usually they've been there for many years.
Yeah.
Everything they have or what they need to use is right there.
Absolutely. And then there are younger people with disabilities, right, who can not necessarily have this as a caregiver, or older people with disabilities who don't need a caregiver, but maybe can't do something because they have, you know, a disease like Parkinson's,
right,
where you need the assistive technology because maybe some of your motor skills don't allow you to do what you were able to do before, but you're still able to live independently. So this can also just be a tool for someone who can now stay in their home and live that fuller, independent life where maybe, you know, 10 years ago that might not have been a possibility.
Absolutely. So it's good technology. I think of technology in two categories. There's beneficial technology and needless technology. And obviously this is very beneficial.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, people have their Alexa or whatever they have, right? And they think it's for, you know, ordering the song they want to hear or adding to the grocery list. There is a tremendous amount of power there that can be harnessed for different ways. But I mean, also we have remote, you know, window shades. We have lighting that goes on and off that sets, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that can happen that can meet a lot of people's needs very uniquely.
Nora, we're just about out of time. Once again, could you let our listeners know what the event is and where and when it's going to be?
Yes. So firstly, I'll say go to aarp.org/CT. May 19th, noon to 4, we're going to be at New Britain High School. This whole thing is happening right there on the grounds, rain or shine. But by going to aarp.org/CT, you're going to see the place where you register for the event. We do have some limited seating in the seminar, but, you know, we can have as many people come tour this home as we can fit in there on a four-hour period. So really look forward to seeing people, and hope it's a it shine, not rain. Right.
Let's hope it works out very well. Thank you, Nora.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Nora Duncan, who is State Director, AARP Connecticut. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.